Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, September 2nd. Coming up, K-pop Demon Hunters is the number one original movie on Netflix, and the film's lead actress, Arden Cho, is a University of Illinois graduate. A conversation with Cho in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Community members gathered in downtown Champaign yesterday for the annual Labor Day parade. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means was there and has this report.
Hundreds of people lined the sidewalks, many seated on blankets and chairs. They cheered as local labor union groups, political figures, and bands marched through downtown. Dave Beck is one of the event organizers. He's president of Champaign County's Central Labor Council.
Workers are vital to our community, and that the work that they do is what keeps our community running. And then for our members who are part of their labor union, it's important for them to remember that it's through working with their labor union that they have rights on the job.
Beck says the event grows every year. This was the first year they hosted a picnic after the parade in Neal Street Plaza. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
The number one original movie on Netflix has a connection to the University of Illinois. K-pop Demon Hunters lead actress Arden Cho attended the U of I and graduated in 2007. Cho says she grew up around white kids and Asian adoptees in Texas and Minnesota, but she says she really learned about being Asian American for the first time in Champaign-Urbana.
It was my first time having like boba bubble tea, my first time trying pho, first time trying like real sushi. Yeah, I look like this, but I was basically like a Southern country gal that was like, oh, I like fried chicken and steak, mashed potatoes.
Cho says she started to learn Korean from international students at the U of I. Almost 20 years later, she's almost fluent. In K-pop Demon Hunters, Cho plays Rumi, the lead singer in a girl group that also fights demons. Farmers from at least 8 states recently gathered in Iowa for the Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day. The annual event gives small to large-scale growers opportunities to see and even test equipment designed to kill weeds without chemicals. Kate Edwards is a vegetable farmer from eastern Iowa. She's planning to buy one of the cultivators used during a field demonstration. Edwards says mechanical weed control can help grow food more efficiently.
As we all know, there's like work-life balance issues with farming when you're farming really long days, and anything that can make your life a little bit easier to also grow your crop a little bit better is going to be incredibly important.
The Midwest Mechanical Weed Control Field Day moves to a different state each year. Attendees range from vegetable growers to large-scale corn and soybean farmers. About half use organic methods. Next year, rewilding will officially be part of the conservation approach in Illinois. It's the first state to write the strategy into law, which advocates say formalizes efforts already happening in the state. Rewilding focuses on repairing habitats suited for apex predators like mountain lions and keystone species like beavers and bison. When they can succeed, other species will start to recover around them. Jason Kahn is the board president of the Rewilding Institute. He says the strategy has benefits beyond ecological recovery.
The state is the first in the U.S. to include rewilding in its legislation. The goal of rewilding is to reintroduce native species and restore whole ecosystems. Advocates often describe it as helping nature help itself. In Illinois, this law will help focus efforts on carnivores like mountain lions and keystone species like beavers and bison. Cynthia Kenner is the executive director of Prairie State Conservation Coalition. She says the new law formalizes the work happening in the state already.
It's allowing the continuation of practices that are already in place, but it brings more meaning to really letting nature come back.
The law goes into effect at the start of next year. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
The law in Illinois goes into effect in January. Still to come, K-pop Demon Hunters is the number one original movie on Netflix, and the film's lead actress, Arden Cho, is a University of Illinois graduate. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 84 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 56 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of rain showers late in the day and a high of 85 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers and a low of 50 degrees, a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, and for Thursday, sunny with a high of 70 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the Netflix animated film K-Pop Demon Hunters is a global phenomenon. One of its stars is Arden Cho, who grew up in Texas and didn't really connect with her Korean heritage until attending the University of Illinois.
Hey, you guys are like me. Your parents are Korean? My parents are Korean.
I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with Arden Cho next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
K-Pop Demon Hunters, a story about three girls who sing by day and slay demons by night, is now the most popular original movie on Netflix. The film's lead actress, Arden Cho, has roots in Illinois. IPM's Emily Hayes sat down with the actress for this exclusive interview.
It is so fun to get to talk to a star from the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. So you were born in Texas and grew up in San Antonio and Plano. How did you end up at U of I?
I always joke and say when my parents immigrated to America, my dad was like, I'm going to go to the biggest state. And he chose Texas. So we were in Amarillo, Texas. And then, you know, my dad was like, he taught Taekwondo and he also had a very entrepreneurial spirit. So we just kind of moved around a lot and, you know, we were hustling. He was hustling. And so we went from all around Texas to Minnesota. And when I was in Minnesota, I remember when it came time to apply for colleges and universities, I'm like a big scaredy cat. So I didn't want to go anywhere far. I think I applied to like University of Minnesota, UMich, and University of Illinois, and ended up at University of Illinois, which I think is such an important part of actually like how I kind of became who I am today. Like I grew up my entire life thinking I was, this sounds weird. I grew up my whole life thinking I was American, but like thinking I was like white. Like I like didn't know what it meant to be Korean American at the time. And again, this is like, there wasn't a lot of like Asian studies. There wasn't a lot of like Korean American identity stuff. Like I didn't really know what any of that meant. And again, I'm from Apple Valley, Minnesota, where I think I was legitimately the only like Korean person. And if there were Asians, they were a lot of adopted Koreans. So their parents are white. So they're basically white. Like everyone's Caucasian. So I think in my mind, like I just really didn't know. And I obviously just, you know, like as a kid, you just want to be like everybody else. But at University of Illinois, I actually ended up meeting a ton of international students and a lot of like really cool other Korean Americans and being like, wait, you guys are like me. Your parents are Korean? My parents are Korean. Like I think I'm Korean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've been a star on YouTube in the supernatural drama series Teen Wolf and in the Netflix show Partner Track. After starring in K-pop Demon Hunters, how is this moment different for you?
I remember a few weeks ago meeting a ton of fans and a lot of the fans were like, I've loved you since Teen Wolf. I've loved you since YouTube. I love Partner Track. And, you know, we love that Rumi's like this. And, you know, I felt like it was a lot of overlap for in a sense. And then only in the last like week, it has hit me that this is a whole new level. This is something that I have never experienced in my career. This is something that I feel like a lot of people never get to experience in their career. One I never even dreamed of because I didn't think it was possible for like a little Asian girl like me, right? I moved to LA in, you know, 2007, just hoping to be on TV a couple times and hoping to represent for the Asian girls out there, right? Like I just wanted to represent for the Midwesterners and say, hey, we could do it. But I don't want to say like I was like satisfied, but I was like okay with what I had done till now. And then only in the last week, I just got back from New York. We just lit up the Empire State Building to dance to our soundtrack, to dance to Golden. And we had people all over the streets of New York dancing and singing to the song with the most, I mean, I might be a little biased, but I think the most beautiful light show I have ever seen of the Empire State Building.
Mm. You've mentioned in the past that K-pop bands Blackpink and solo artist IU are some of your favorites. Do you have any top songs you're listening to this week?
I've got to be honest. I think for the last couple months, it's just the K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack. It's everywhere. It's what everyone wants to listen to. It's amazing. Even my own glam team, I'm like, aren't you guys sick of it now? But even when we're getting ready, it's all they want to listen to. And it's such an honor. I feel like now we can't escape it. K-pop Demon Hunter soundtrack. It is literally the entire charts. But I won't lie, I'm still listening to Blackpink and Lisa and Jennie, and I'm still listening to BTS, and I love aespa. I just like love all like girl power songs. I think I'm just, I love anything that uplifts and makes you feel like, yeah.
All right. Thank you to K-pop Demon Hunter's lead actress, Arden Cho, for talking with me. I'm Emily Hayes with Illinois Public Media.
You can listen to the full interview on the 21st Talk Show today or online at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Juliana Means, Emily Hayes, Rachel Kramer, and Jess Savage. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.